We've all been there, right? Standing at the gate, watching those sleek jets taxi by.
Yeah.
You look at that pristine paint job and you might think, that's a sharp-looking plane.
Right.
But what if I told you that aircraft paint is about way more than just aesthetics? It's a high-tech shield protecting against the harshest conditions imaginable. And today, we're going to peel back the layers of this surprisingly complex world.
Okay.
Our guide. A fantastic article from the December 23 issue of Aviation Maintenance Magazine titled Beauty Meets Technology. Get ready to be surprised by what we uncover, because this deep dive is all about that fascinating intersection of technology, sustainability, and even a little bit of airline psychology.
Yeah. What I think is so captivating about aircraft paint is that it seems, like you said, so simple at first glance.
Right.
But it's this hidden world of engineering and chemistry working overtime thousands of feet in the air.
Yeah.
And this article really does a great job of showing just how crucial paint is to an airplane's maintenance safety.
It does.
And yes, even its brand identity.
Yeah. And they jump right into the deep end with the fact that a whopping 95% of airlines use a base clear coat system on their planes.
Right.
It's like the industry standard.
It is.
Why is that?
Well, just think about what an airplane's paint has to endure.
Oh, yeah.
Intense UV radiation.
Yeah.
Extreme temperatures.
Yeah.
Constant wear and tear. The base coat clear coat system provides that durable, glossy finish that, you know, we're all used to seeing.
Yeah.
But it also offers that really critical layer of UV protection.
It's like sunscreen.
Exactly.
For a plane.
It's crucial for preventing the paint from fading, chalking, and ultimately degrading prematurely.
Right.
And damaged paint, that isn't just about appearances.
Right.
It can actually compromise the aircraft's aerodynamic performance
Wow.
and even lead to corrosion.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
But the article also mentions that the system isn't applied uniformly across the entire aircraft.
Right.
Those wings apparently are a whole other ballgame.
Yeah, they really are. You see, the top of a wing needs to be flexible, right?
Yeah.
To handle the stresses of flight.
Right.
While the underside needs to be incredibly resistant to chemicals like fuel and hydraulic fluid.
Oh, wow.
So traditionally, that meant using two different coating systems.
And that sounds like a logistical nightmare.
It does. It adds using two different products, adds complexity, time, and ultimately cost to the painting process.
Right.
But the article highlights how companies like Mankiewicz are tackling this challenge head on with innovations like their L-Exit WingFlex system.
Okay, this sounds really interesting. So tell me more about that.
Essentially, it's a single product that can provide both the flexibility and chemical resistance needed for wings.
Wow.
This is a game changer for airlines because it means faster turnaround times during maintenance and repainting. And as we know, in the airline industry, time is money.
Absolutely. Every minute a plane spends on the ground is a minute. It's not generating revenue. So a seemingly small change in paint technology can actually ripple through an airline's entire operation.
Yeah.
And speaking of change, the article also dives into the move towards more sustainable aircraft paints.
Yes.
Specifically, the shift away from chrome.
This is a huge topic in the industry right now.
Yeah.
For decades, chrome-based paints have been the go-to for corrosion protection.
Right.
But the problem is
they
come with some significant downsides.
The article touches on that. Didn't they?
They did.
Used to call them hexavalent chromium paints.
They did. And there's a good reason they're trying to move away from that term.
Right.
It's not exactly consumer friendly. But more importantly, those chromium compounds, while great at preventing rust, are really harmful to both human health and the environment.
That's what I was really interested in, too. It's not just a simple, like, new is always better situation.
Right.
The article talked about how chrome-based paints had this almost magical self-healing property.
They did, yeah.
Like, if the paint got scratched, it could actually repair itself to some degree. That's incredible.
It is remarkable, and it's one of the reasons the transition to fully chrome-free alternatives has been a process.
Right.
There are trade-offs to consider.
Right. So it's like weighing those long-term benefits of environmental protection and worker safety against, like you said, the immediate benefits of these almost superpowered, but ultimately harmful older materials.
It is. And it perfectly illustrates the complex balancing act that the aviation industry is constantly navigating.
Yeah.
Every decision involves weighing a multitude of factors, safety, cost, efficiency, and now more than ever, environmental impact.
It's amazing how even something, you know, we think of as like a purely aesthetic choice, like paint,
Right.
is actually this complex web of technology and trade-offs.
Yeah.
And speaking of trade-offs, this next part of the article really surprised me.
Yeah.
It turns out not all aircraft paints are created equal, even when it comes to those dazzling metallic finishes we often see.
You're talking about mica paints, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
They look incredible in the air.
Yeah.
But the article makes it really clear that they are just a nightmare to work with.
Yeah.
They even had that anecdote about American Airlines like bitching mica paint because it was just too much of a hassle.
Right.
What makes it so tricky?
So imagine trying to sprinkle glitter evenly on a surface.
Okay.
But you can only do it one quick layer at a time.
Right.
Mica particles are similar.
Okay.
They create those stunning shimmer effects because they reflect light differently depending on their orientation.
So you want all those tiny little mica particles lined up just right.
Yes.
To get that consistent sparkle.
Precisely. But those little particles can be quite temperamental.
Yeah.
The slightest overlap during application, even a hair's breadth.
Wow.
Can create uneven color distribution.
Yeah.
It's a painter's nightmare.
They even have a name for it. Tiger stripes.
That's right.
It almost sounds kind of cute and cuddly until you realize it's actually a huge headache for airlines.
Exactly. And it's not just about aesthetics.
Okay.
Inconsistent paint thickness can actually affect the weight and balance of the aircraft.
Wow.
Which has implications for fuel efficiency.
Really?
And ultimately the bottom line.
So it's not just a cosmetic issue.
Right.
It can actually impact the plane's performance.
Yeah. Yeah.
No wonder airlines are so meticulous about their paint jobs.
They have to be.
Speaking of meticulous, they were talking about these intense training programs for aircraft painters.
Yeah.
26 weeks at IAC. That's longer than some degree programs.
It's true. It really highlights the specialized skill set required in this field.
Right.
Remember, these technicians aren't just painting a fence.
Yeah.
They're working with advanced materials, incredibly complex surfaces.
Right.
And their work has a direct impact on safety and performance.
So it's like a combination of artistry and engineering all in one job.
It really is.
Yeah.
And the training methods are evolving alongside the technology.
Yeah.
The article talked about the trend of on-site training and even AkzoNobel, their use of VR simulations to help painters hone their skills in a controlled environment before they even like pick up a spray gun.
VR training for painting planes. That just sounds like something straight out of like a sci-fi movie.
It does.
And speaking of the future, there is this one concept in the article that absolutely blew my mind.
What was that?
Predictive painting.
Okay.
Instead of just repainting on a schedule.
Right.
Imagine if you knew exactly when an aircraft's paint was reaching the end of its life. That's like next level efficiency.
It is remarkable, and it's all about leveraging the power of data.
Okay.
The article highlighted AkzoNobel's Aerofleet system, which uses sensors to gather all sorts of data points from each aircraft.
What kind of data are we talking about here?
Everything from paint thickness and UV exposure to flight hours and even the types of environments the aircraft is flown through. They're essentially creating like a digital fingerprint of each plane's paint job and how it's holding up over time.
So it's like giving each aircraft a personalized paint care plan.
Exactly.
That sounds amazing.
By analyzing this data, airlines can move away from scheduled maintenance to condition-based maintenance for their paint jobs.
That sounds like a win-win for both the airlines and the environment.
Exactly.
Less waste, less downtime, and more accurate maintenance.
It's incredible how technology is transforming even the most traditional industries.
It really is. And like this idea of using data to predict maintenance needs, that could revolutionize how we approach asset management in all sorts of industries.
Absolutely.
Imagine being able to predict when a bridge needs repairs,
right,
or a wind turbine needs servicing, all based on like real-time data analysis.
Absolutely. That's the future.
That's incredible.
It is.
This idea of using data to predict maintenance needs, it really gets me thinking about the bigger picture of sustainability in aviation.
Yeah, absolutely. And the article touches on something that's really fascinating in that context. Remember those chrome-based paints we were talking about earlier?
Right, yeah.
As harmful as they are, they also had that incredible self-healing property.
Right. It almost seems like something out of a comic book.
It does, and it underscores an important point.
Okay.
The path to a more sustainable future isn't always linear.
Okay.
Sometimes it means re-examining older solutions, right?
Right.
To see if there are ways to harness their benefits without the drawbacks.
So instead of just focusing on finding replacements, we should also be looking at how to potentially adapt or improve upon existing technologies.
Exactly. The article mentions ongoing research into developing new pain formulations that, mimic the self-healing properties of chrome-based paints, but without using those harmful compounds. It's a challenge,
Right.
but it's exciting to think about the possibilities.
It really is. It's like we're on the cusp of a whole new era in material science, and aircraft paint is like right at the forefront. We've got these high-tech coatings, VR training programs, data-driven maintenance schedules, and who knows what the future holds? Self-healing paints, maybe even coatings that can change color or generate solar energy.
It's true. There are some really brilliant minds working in this field, so I wouldn't rule anything out.
Huh.
This article really highlighted how something as seemingly simple as paint is actually a microcosm of the innovation happening across the entire aviation industry.
Yeah, it's amazing how something we often take for granted, that sleek paint job on an airplane, actually reflects this incredible tapestry of technology, environmental responsibility, and a constant drive for improvement.
Yeah, it really is. It's a testament to the fact that progress happens on multiple fronts, often in unexpected ways.
Right.
And it reminds us that even the most established industries are constantly evolving.
Well said. So next time you're at the airport and you see one of those gleaming jets taxiing by, take a moment to appreciate the science and artistry that went into that paint job. It's a window into a fascinating world of innovation, one that's constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible. This has been a great deep dive. What innovations do you think we'll see in the future of aircraft paint? Share your thoughts with us on social media. Until next time, keep exploring.